You're listening to the Eurofolk Radio Network, and this is the Andrew Carrington Hitchcock Show with your host, Andrew Carrington Hitchcock.
Hello, everybody. And joining me today is my good friend, Dr. Eric Carlstrom. And I'd like to apologise to both Eric and to the listening audience with recent events in my personal life regarding my dad. I have been recording a few shows, getting them in the bag so that there's not a day where you look for a show and I've not been able to do one. Consequently, our show, The One World New Age Religion Part 1, aired on January the 13th, and the part two isn't till a month later, today February the 13th, so I'm sorry for the delay. I like to get Eric on every couple of weeks, as you know. He's got an open invitation to return here, but things will level themselves out soon. I just, once I get on top of the business, my personal matters, helping my mother with all of this, then we should be able to get back to a stage where my pre-recorded shows are done and aired within 2 weeks. So that being said, I want to bring up Eric right now. Eric, are you with me?
Yeah, good morning, Andy. At least it's morning for me in North America, the Pacific time zone. And yeah. Good to be back with you on continue this amazing subject.
Excellent. And for the audience, what time is it where you are?
It's a little bit after 7:22 in the morning.
And it's 2:22 in the afternoon for me. Obviously, we're pre-recording this show, folks. So last show, that was very interesting. And, of course, it was too much to actually follow. We haven't done really, I don't know if we've done any two-parters, but the One World New Age Religion, a great big topic covering all sorts of different areas. I'll just hand over to you, Eric. You take us in whatever direction you would like, and I'll come back with any questions or comments.
Great. Well, this is a very, very huge subject, and our mutual friend Tex Mars, as we discussed last time, has four books on the New Age religion. But my particular angle here is actually curious and interesting and unique, I think. I was a professor for 30 years at three universities, taught physical geography and environmental geography. I developed several websites, one naturalclimatechange.org, which, completely disproves the bogus propaganda hypothesis that humans have, are causing catastrophic global warming. It's an enormous website meant to be educational to the public. After 9/11, I started writing articles on that, which became a website, n911.com. Also, I got involved with water issues in the San Luis Valley in 2008 when I was doing a sabbatical in my home, which I had built in Crestone, Colorado, in the southern part of Colorado. And that's resulted in a website, SanLuisValleyWaterWatch.com. And in addition, out of the 9/11 NWO.com website, another more recent website has developed, which is GangStalkingMindControlCults.com, which is now also enormous. So those four websites are enormous, and they are meant to be free sources of information to the public. Now, on my 9/11 NWO.com website, there's a heading on the near the top. Let me just go through the headings of my 9/11 New World Order website. Operation 9/11, War on Terror, War via Finance, New World Order, UN One World Government, New World Religion, The Controllers, Mind Control Cults, Directed Energy Weapons, Geoengineering, Resources Contact. And donate. I don't think anybody's ever donated. And I haven't really pushed that. But under the New World Religion, I have a whole series of articles that I began writing in 2011 when I actually retired from my teaching job of 30 years. Because I found myself in this beautiful, idyllic Crestone community at the base of the Sangre de Cristo Mountains, 14,000 foot peaks, and looking out over the San Luis Valley. It's quite spectacular, and it has been turned into a kind of a spiritual meditation center by a group called the Manitou Foundation, which was formed by Maurice Strong and his wife, Hannah Strong. He a Canadian, she a Dane, after they sold the Baca Ranch. Then they started donating land to different spiritual groups so that it became kind of a United Nations of religions. We've got several Buddhist temples and Buddhist Rinpoches, and we have Hindu and a Hindu ashram, and we have a Catholic Carmelite monastery, and we have a Japanese Shume group, and we have Native American groups, and on with New Age groups. Well, you know, all this was very intriguing, and I did buy my land there in 94 and then built my home in 2001. And I was initially very attracted to all this. I thought it was great that this is a very internationally vibrant place. But after I started living there for a while, I realized that, you know, there were some snakes in paradise there. And then when I retired in 2011, I began this series of articles to answer a question that was based on a statement that was made by Tom DeWeese of the American Policy Center in a speech in 1996, in which he said, Crestone Baca, Maurice Strong believes, is the Vatican City of the New World Order. Well, we know, Andy, and you wrote The Synagogue of Satan, that the New World Order is a satanic program. And it's run basically by Illuminati Jews to bring in their Jewish utopia theocracy, which is the theocracy of Satan. And I didn't know this then, but I started investigating that quote, that topic, and I came up with this series of articles that now has 12 parts and something like 51 appendices. And so I've been working on this since I retired in 2011, and it's almost like I didn't retire. It's like I just took my research program into this topic and focused on this. And so here are the titles. Part one, the UN, United Nations, Maurice Strong, Crestone Baca, Colorado, and the New World Religion. Part two, the Rockefeller and Rothschild Empires, the Freemasons, and the Birth of the Illuminati. Part three, Illuminati and Freemasonic Structure, Origins in Pharisaism, Kabbalah, Synagogue of Satan, and Connections to the New Age Plan. Part four, the Jewish Controllers and Their Destructive Mission. Part five, How the Controllers Control Us, the Co-option and Corruption of Culture and Institutions. And you and I, Andy, have talked about, you know, the Tavistock Institute and the Frankfurt School, and these are described in part five there. Part six, Mind Control, History and Applications. It's a voluminous, long and extensive article that I wrote in 2012. Part seven, Electronic Mind Control and Electronic Weapons. Part eight, Cult Connections. Part nine, From UFO Cults to 9/11. Part 10, Crestone Baca, Context and Connections. Part 10B, Crestone Baca, Context and Connections Continued. Part 11, Summary, Hypotheses 1 through 144 and Conclusions. Part 12, Summary, Hypotheses 142 through 332 and Conclusions, Part B. Okay, those are just the main 12 parts. And then, like I say, I have 51 appendices on related topics. So where I started out with this simple question, look where it took me. Maurice Strong, as it turns out, is a protege, lifelong protege of the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers. And Dr. John Coleman has him on the Committee of 300. And he never graduated from high school. And yet he has, you know, many, many, many honorary degrees. He was the number one man at the United Nations and the environmental movement. In addition to having been in MI6, British Intelligence, and I've written extensively about Maurice Strong in the first part, who wears many hats. He's, you know, a billionaire industrialist capitalist who's been head of Ontario Hydro and Dome Petroleum and Petro-Canada. And you can't imagine how many corporations he has starred and sold and, you know, swindled people on stock prices, shorting the stock and blah, 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 blah. He is a robber baron par excellence. And somehow got himself, you know, identified as the savior of the planet. You know, Captain Planet, he's going to save the Earth by combining, you know, economics, the business sector with the environmental sector. Well, it turns out, as we talked about last time in our last interview, that, you know, he's just a Rothschild protege. And this whole thing is a way to bring the world under Rothschild control by the Hegelian dialectic of the business model, which is to pollute, and the environmental model, which is to, and of course the pollute business model is the thesis, and then the environmental model is the antithesis, and then the synthesis is a world under Rothschild control through the United Nations Agenda 21. So Marie Strong, as it turns out, wrote, or at least takes credit for writing Agenda 21, the agenda for the 21st century, and also wrote the Earth Charter with Mikhail Gorbachev and I think Stephen Rockefeller. Those three people wrote that, which is supposed to replace the Ten Commandments of the Bible, move us into this one world religion, one world government. So, again, I keep finding myself, investigating huge topics. So when I Xeroxed this off, what I had at least into a little booklet, it was 1,200 pages, single-spaced, 8 by 11.5 pages. And I tried to, put it in local libraries here and met some very stiff resistance to do that. Well, what I also noticed, of course, living in Kristallnacht is a very controlled community. So now that I've kind of given you the outline, let me just give you a little bit of the testimony that really comes from comments that I've overheard from my neighbors in Crestone. Like I said, it's a very controlled community, a community of 1,500 people, which is not really allowed to grow. The city mothers of Crestone, and they are women, and we're all supposed to worship the mother goddess Gaia, by the way, in this system. They block every attempt at economic growth. Well, again, we had talked about in one of our shows, Andy, the fact that maybe the second largest freshwater aquifer in North America is right there, under the surface of the San Luis Valley. And Marie Strong himself, with his business partners back in the 80s, acquired the huge Baca Ranch, which is based on an old Spanish land rent, and then tried to develop, and this is a Canadian, by the way, with his partners, tried to sell the water over to Denver and make more billions of dollars. So here's Captain Planet, Mr. Environment, Savior of the Earth, who is a capitalist, greedy capitalist. So I began to realize that the whole environmental movement was a fraud. And I read a book by a journalist from Canada named Elaine Duar called The Cloak of Green. One-fifth of that book is about this character, Marie Strong. So I got a lot of my information about Marie Strong there. And again, there's a lot of material on Marie Strong in part one of my series. But here are some of the comments. And of course, Marie Strong was high with the UN. He was eventually kicked out of the UN for various frauds and scandals, like the food for oil scandal. He was, caught taking money under the table. He's a crook, world-class robber baron. And that's made clear in Elaine Duar's book, too. So there's something completely else going on. Let me give you some quotes. Again, I'll take this as kind of an informal testimony, because most people in their daily conversations to their neighbors don't lie. So this is a secondhand quote from Marie Strong by another person I knew in Crestone, saying to a lady who's working at a small office right on the corner of the T Road, which junctions with Highway 17, 15 miles to the west of Kristallnacht. We want you to look like you're selling real estate, but we don't want people to come here. Okay, that was Marie Strong's directive to this lady who was sitting there in the office. Another secondhand quote from somebody who's got a lot of history and in Crestone. We will rule the world from here, said Henry Kissinger in the 1980s. By the way, Marie Strong's quote would have been from the late 70s or early 80s. And then when I bought my land there in 1994, I was talking to a gas station attendant in Sawatch. He said, the CIA is very interested in that place. Okay, so I just kind of remembered that. I didn't really have and when I asked him why, he said, well, there's people over there with a lot of money. Another friend of mine in Crestone said, you can't throw a stick around here without hitting a change agent, which is just another word for spy. That comment came from around 2012. In about 2008, I got involved with some water issues there, gas drilling and water issues. and got a lot of email comments from neighbors, one of which said that when the Strongs took over ownership of the ranch, they should have stopped development. Okay, now why would they stop development when the Strongs take over the ranch? So now we got this situation now where these two foreigners and their Manitou Foundation are changing a small American community, but it's not specified exactly how or why and what their goal is. Christine Chandler, who's now written a book called Enthralled, that's on Amazon.com about the Buddhist phenomenon in America and how it's sucking in so many Westerners. She was also a community activist. She's an ex-psychologist. In 2002, in 2012, I've got a lot of her email correspondence to me in my book or in my series. In which she gives her comments, which are very insightful into the whole religious scene there. But then eventually she left the community. She and her husband were really harassed out, perhaps gang-stalked. And she says, I've been sleeping so much better now that I'm where I am now, and I was sleep-deprived for 10 years in Crestone Baca. Now I'm sleeping like a baby. Well, we can talk about how mind control and gang-stalking might have something to do with what's going on in Crestone Baca. Another comment by a local, which mirrors or basically repeats what Maurice Strong had said to his secretary. Local said, "We don't want people to live here full time. We don't want people to live here full time. Who is we?" Well, that becomes obvious in my, that's the controllers in part four of my series. "People in Crestone are afraid to come out of their houses," said one visitor to Crestone who stayed over a year and who I think was one of these change agent spies. Well, why would people in Crestone be afraid to come out of their houses? Well, if you know anything about gang stalking, you know, the military term for that is ISR, isolate and remove. And this is something militaries have been doing all around the world and intelligence agencies now for a long time, as I found out on my gang stalking mind control cults.com website. This is a way to cull the population as well as to move people out of certain areas. This is psychic terrorism is what it is, political terrorism. People in Crestone are afraid to come out of their houses. And I think that's what's going on, has been going on, and would account for a number of the suicides and the number of really good people who've tried to change things and then gotten harassed and then left. I moved out of there. And then I was talking to one activist, somebody who gets on radio shows. And she said, when I told her some of this, she said, well, they want to move people out of there. Okay, why do they want to move people out of there? Well, partly, of course, Agenda 21 wants to move people off rural areas. And Crestone Baca is in a rural area. And, of course, they want to move people into human settlements as per the UN Agenda 21, now called Agenda 2030. So, then another one of these change agents gave me, called me up. These people call me up because they know I'm, kind of active, and they tell me stuff, very interesting comments. Well, now Crestone is going to take you out, one of my neighbors said. Well, of course, now I am a targeted individual, and the community, it is community based stalking, And another one, are you going to stay in Illuminativille? Was a comment I got. And here's another one. Crestone Baca is a continuity of government site, said this one spy, change agent. Well, continuity of government site is a safe area for the rich to go to after martial law is established. Well, U.S. is poised to undergo martial law right now. I mean, all the laws are set, the National Defense Authorization Act of 2012, renewed every year since then. Gives the president powers of dictatorial powers to and the country is already under martial law, so any emergency then could trigger a complete lockdown. Stay in your homes or else you'll be shot, kind of thing. Another local who with a long track record, Lawrence Rockefeller, is one of the investors in Crestone, and the Aspen Institute is one of the many heavyweight organizations that was early involved. They wanted to have a center there back in the 70s. Lawrence Rockefeller has invested in some of the spiritual groups, and he apparently used to come along with other members of the ruling elite, to this little tiny town. And he would get channeled messages using a local medium. And of course, these messages then would come from, I guess, what, discarnate spirits, demons? Or might it be messages that the CIA or a related agency is pumping into the brain of that medium through synthetic telepathy, voice-to-skull technology, which I detail in Part 7, the directed energy mind control stuff. And, of course, that's an enormous topic. The CIA and the military have been doing experiments on mind control. This is really, of course, Obama's the brain mapping project. This is really where it's at. You know, the war was obsolete as soon as we invented the atomic bomb. So we've had to do war by other means, you know, including, you know, insurgency, counterinsurgency, you know, all these divide and rule things. But the ultimate goal is to turn humans into biological robots, this man-machine interface, computer brain interface, so that people can be controlled electronically, remotely, to do the bidding of their controllers. And so we get into the issue not only of the Manchurian candidates who then become our, you know, MK Ultra assassins, but also there's a long history of Manchurian channelers, people who are channeling messages, again, using this synthetic voice to skull technology, believing that they're getting, you know, the word of God, they're getting the word of Jesus or whoever it says it is, you know. So this is another contact point in Crestone-Baca that Lawrence Rockefeller, this, you know, total top of the ruling elite, would come there and get channeled messages. Several people that I've talked to told me they were gods or that they were enlightened. A number reported that they have PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. And of course, numerous people, good people, have left, been hounded out. And numerous good people have committed suicide. So what's going on, you know? Another couple more comments from a guy who owned a bookstore in nearby Sawatch. People come to Crestone-Baca to heal or to die. Okay, I came there to live. I'm sorry. You know, I'm an American. I get to move where I want, and I get to live my life there. But no, not in Crestone, because you see, as we will see, this is a highly controlled community, and there is a function for it in the New World Order. The CIA's all over that place, as well as the United Nations, for sure. As we'll see. Were you about to say something, Andy?
And the only thing I was going to jump in with, I'm finding this very interesting, is any notable names that do have properties in Crestone, Colorado, that the audience would know about? Or is it because you said that this could be a place where you can go to be safe during martial law? And how do you feel about it at the moment? Do you feel that you'd be safe there if and when martial law is declared?
Well, I don't think it's for people like you and me, Andy. I think it's for people who... So I think people like you and me are not supposed to be there, which is why I believe that, you know, the gang stalking and the mind control and the electronic weaponry then can be used. Again, people are afraid to come out of their houses. Well, that is a characteristic of you know, this gang stalking program. But to answer your question, Shirley MacLaine was a kind of a notable landowner that she was going to build a big New Age center there. But then she sold for whatever reason. I did talk to a surveyor who was surveying the property across the street from me, which I believe has been used as a safe house for mind control and gang stalking purposes. That is to say, gang stalking me. Because many, many renters came and went, and they were all extremely hostile for a long time. Now it's been sold again, and the people are friendly. But this surveyor told me that 80% of the properties in Crestone-Baca are owned by trusts, not by, you know, typical average Americans. So this is kind of a financial ploy that maybe the Jews or the CIA or a combination thereof would use to maintain control. I've also heard that, you know, certain agents move into some of these empty homes. You know, one out of five is for sale in that area and for well below market value. And I've heard that, you know, they will bring their people into these homes and, you know, hey, here, live here while you do your thing, you know. So, in other words, it feels a lot like an intelligence operation to me, you know. So I hope that answers your question. One of the operatives who I have identified as, you know, being one of the intelligence agents who's, he's actually from Scotland, has been reported to have said, the important thing is to keep things stirred up. Well, of course, that's what he's done. He's taken a very prominent role politically to try to control things and to keep things stirred up. One day I was driving by, going over to a beautiful little trail to take my dogs for a hike. And there's a Crestone has a funky little fair in the center of town on Saturday mornings where people sell their beads and their crystals, and it's a very new age place. And, you know, kind of place for young and old hippies to go, you know, escape from reality. There were a couple of guys in pretty good shape, wearing green jeans and yellow shirts, and they were carrying pistols on their side. And of course, Crestone is, you know, it's all about peace and love and light and new age bliss. And, you know, there's a dark side of that. But a lot of the people there are very sincere. You know, they're gullible. They're, in fact, playing the role of, you know, Lenin's useful idiots in all this. And anyway, there were these two guys that looked like they were soldiers walking up and down the street with their sidearms on. And something just made me, you know, just stop the car and go and talk to him and say, what in the heck are you doing? You know, walking up and down the street with a sidearm, you know, this does not fit here. And the guy said, and I'd never seen the guy before. He was one of the many, many people that come and go very rapidly, said he was an electrician, gave me his card. He said, we are protecting. I have military training. Well, to me, he looked, you know, Israeli. I think maybe he was Mossad. So I think we're kind of, what's happened over the last 15, 20 years in America is we've been moving towards this event, this lockdown martial law event. And there's been all these beta studies to see what, you know, how Americans will react to this, that, and the other. And, you know, maybe I participated in the beta study. I said, you know, you don't belong here. And after that, I never saw them again. But
how close do you think that we are to martial law? I don't want to put you on the spot to make a prediction, but I mean, everything, you know, at the moment, if you're a minority, you're prioritized above everybody else, it seems. And they've created all this nonsense with all this homosexuality and transgender promotion. Everything scriptural, everything Christian is basically being just stamped upon by a very large boot, whatever white nation you are in the world. So would you be prepared to give an idea of when you think that this would come in, Eric?
No, I really can't say that. But, you know, it has looked like it was ominous and looming for a long time, you know. And so, you go on, you know, YouTubes and, you know, well, 2017 is the year, it's going to be October, and then 28 year, you know. And so it's really no way to say for sure. But what I can say is that, yeah, there is an enormous amount of control going on and deliberate destruction of the culture and the country, you know, on many, many fronts. It's full court press if you watch basketball, you know, and it has been for a long time, to take down America as the, but see, we're also still useful to the power structure because we're doing all these wars for them in the Middle East. They have to get their greater Israel. They have to, you know, which is what Ben-Gurion said in 1948, we want to take all the land between the Nile in Egypt and the Tigris-Euphrates in Iraq. And then from there, we're going to take the whole world, you know, so then they have their Jewish utopia. But they haven't quite got that. We've been balkanizing their neighbors in the Middle East for, you know, since 9/11. Well, since before that, since, you know, the 1991 Gulf War invasion of Iraq. So we've been, America has been the enforcement arm of the New World Order, which I think we can now say is the Jew World Order. So America, I think, still serves a function. You know, we are the police state of the world. Maybe half the world's Jews live in America, or close to it, the same number that as live in Israel. If you listen to Tex Morrison, he's researched this. So it's very much, you know, not just Israel, it's not just America. It's that combination. It's the world Jewish kahal, if you will, that seems to, you know, be controlling these things from behind the scenes, from the top, from the financial sector, and from the street level gang stalkers, the syndicate, as they call it, which is asset stripping the victims of gang stalking. And involving all sectors of society in what they call policing for profit, et cetera. So the countries are being asset stripped, and the individuals are being asset stripped by this criminal syndicate, and which Eustace Mullins described, I think, quite accurately in his book, The World Order, Our Secret Rulers, the Triumph, the Hegemony of Parasitism. That's the rather long name of his book. But anyway, we digress a little bit. Let's go back to our Crestone scenario here. We are 90 minutes from, 90 miles as the crow flies, more or less, from Cheyenne Mountain, which is the underground bunker of NORAD, which, according to Webster Tarpley, actually was the continuity of government site that orchestrated much or most or perhaps all of Operation 9/11 on the day of September 11th. There's a kind of perhaps a misconception that Cheney was guiding the operation from the, you know, White House basement. But I think that Tarpley's research pretty much shows that NORAD is the and that this was a drill for imposition of martial law and the imposition of continuity of government. 9/11 itself was a drill. I think we talked about that in one of our shows, Andy, and that was very, very important information. And we also, in that show, pretty much proved that Ariel Sharon was right in October 2001 when he said, "We, the Jews, control America." And it's not only the interagency of American, you know, government. It's not only the Air Force and the UN and all the branches of the military. The interagency that were involved in Operation 9/11. It was also a very large sector of Jews, you know, like, the owner of the World Trade Center complex. What's his name?
Larry Silverstein.
Yeah, Larry Silverstein. I mean, all those connections, there's millions of those connections. So we're dealing with a very, very sophisticated criminal syndicate here, which has, you know, we've had a series of coups in America over, I now identify, and I don't mean to be racist, you know, or anything, but it's just have to call it what it is. I mean, maybe you call it the Federal Reserve Act of 1913 that gave control of the American economy to European, mostly Jewish bankers. We could call that Jew Coup 1. We can go to the 1947 National Security Act, which, you know, created the CIA and the National Security Council, and the CIA have been called the Rockefeller's private army, and they've operated completely outside of government controls and have been operating not only throughout the world with their covert illegal operations, but also in America. We call that Jew Coup 2. And then we can go to the Kennedy assassination in 1963, which is, you know, supposedly the National Security Council controls the, I realize we're getting off on a tangent here, supposedly the National Security Council of the President, Vice President, Secretary of State, Secretary of Defense, make the decisions about intelligence activity. But obviously, Kennedy did not order his own assassination. So who made the decision to kill President Kennedy? Perhaps the last president that really was president or tried to be president. And then, of course, 9/11, Jew Coup 4. So we have had a series of overthrows of the U.S. government. It's now, I think, it's completely controlled by this hegemony of parasitism. So, you know, and of course, the U.N. is meant to be the prototypical world government. And That was considered the world instrument of the Jews in a book by Douglas Reed, the British journalist, World War II journalist, war correspondent, who wrote the book in 1956. It's called The World Instrument because that's meant to be the prototypical world government. So going back to Crestone, oh, and also one more little interesting connection. There's a lot of people that think, and this may relate to Kissinger's comment, that Colorado is meant to be the capital of the New World Order. So obviously we're near NORAD. We've got this huge underground complex, multi-stories under the Denver airport with a lot of satanic art and symbolism all around it. Could be that Colorado is the, you know, meant to be a major focus of the New World Order. And this new fascist world order, or this new lockdown Zio-Nazi world order. And then Crestone would be then the new world religion, or meant to create the new world religion to support the new world order. And of course, this all goes back to Helen Blavatsky and the occult and the Kabbalah, and they want a one world religion, which is Satanism, to accompany their one world government and one world order. So it could be that Crestone Baca has had a significant role in trying to bring this about. Because when you syncretize all the religions, as say the Masons do, you know what you're left with is diluting and polluting and destroying all those different religions. And then the infiltrators who were organizing all of this, which is usually the Jewish Kabbalists and the New Age people who are doing essentially the same Kabbalistic stuff, then they take over. And so I think maybe Crestone is meant to be this religious syncretism, new world religion, which is, alas, I've discovered Satanism. You know, and hey, I can't get excited about Satanism. No, I'm sorry. No. I'm not in the program. You know, don't sign me up for, you know, going to hell with Satan. And yet so many, you know, useful idiots, naive good doers are attracted to this kind of phony facade of peace and love and light and of the New Age movement. So what we've seen in Crestone then is this experiment towards religious syncretism. We see infiltration and control of religions by the UN, by the UN Manitou Foundation. We see local control of our Sawatch County by people in the Manitou Foundation. So we have a budding theocracy there, which I would say is a Judeo-Masonic satanic theocracy. We have, I think, mind control operations operating big time. I've seen efforts to pollute the water, perhaps drugging it. We see people afraid to come out of their homes. I think there's a lot of electronic mind control stuff going on. I know it is because I've been subjected to it in the summer of 2016. I was pretty much knocked off my feet while I was walking inside my house, sick for the next month, couldn't get up off the couch. And strange people would call me, you know, and want to talk to me. Well, these people are agents, you know, they're running an operation. It's called Operation Eric Carlstrom. Every TI is a separate operation. See, this whole covert operation thing that the CIA has perfected has gone, you know, it's a cancer that has now infected the whole body politic. Every gang stalking psi act or psi attack or street theater is a covert operation because it is a criminal felony, and they're getting away with it because they're so awfully good at it. Because just like all other CIA covert ops, they control secrecy, they control communication, and of course anybody with a cell phone now can be a street perp and get instructions to go, you know, walk in front of that guy or drive behind that guy or do whatever they do, look, spot and see pictures of people and then report their location, et cetera, in this very, very complex gang stalking system, which I have now dubbed, Andy, a GOG's new Gestapo, which stands for Global Organized Gang Stalking Neuro Warfare, that's mind warfare, groups. Electronic surveillance, slavery, tracking, torture, and psyops operations. GOG's new Gestapo. I've made many little acronyms trying to describe this thing. That's my favorite one. I've got some others that are pretty good, but that's perhaps the best. And embedded in that term is Gog, which is the biblical term for the Antichrist system, as well as Gestapo, of course. That was the draconian secret police of the Nazis. So there in that term, you also have Zionazi implied. And this is what Christopher Story, the brilliant economic journalist out of England, Cambridge educated. He's got a book called The New Underworld Order, Triumph of Criminalism, Geomasonic, blah, blah, blah. It's a long title. You can get it on Lulu for about $100, and I poured through it. He comes to the conclusion that, you know, our controllers are Zionazis as well. But anyway, so, yeah, but this is...
Just a quick question there, Eric, because on the Nazi side, because some of the audience they have sympathies, shall we say, for the National Socialist regime, you know, the way that Hitler essentially brought Germany back to its feet when they were all starving and out of work, and then they had the most booming economy. Do you want to let the listeners know your thoughts on that as to what you regard and your views on, say, I don't know, the Holocaust or anything like that?
Yeah, sure. Good question. You know, these are very confusing matters. So people, you know, are confused about this. And I was confused, I think, for a long time. My present understanding of it is that, you know, expressed by Dr. Ronnie Kilda, who was victim of gang stalking and died in 2015. She was chief medical officer of the northern part of Finland, holds multiple degrees in medicine. Brilliant woman. Wrote a book called... Bright Light on Black Shadows, just as she died, before she died. Anyway, she said the nations are the playthings of the Illuminati. And I totally agree with that, you know. And let me give you some examples that come out of Eustace Mullins' book, The World Order. Right after the Bolshevik Revolution, 1917, which we know was pretty much a Jewish phenomenon, came right out of the Illuminati playbook. The Bavarian Illuminati's, as you know, better than most, formed in 1776. It morphed into the French Revolution. This is the plan to take down the world, right? This is the Illuminati being a powerful Jewish secret society to destroy the nations, to destroy religions, to destroy the family, to destroy private property, etc. This template then is replayed, is re-expressed in the documents that Adam Weishaupt created in 1776. In concert with the Rothschild family and probably the Sanhedrin, the Jewish rulers. And this becomes then the plan. And then, of course, Karl Marx writes his Communist Manifesto, Marx being a Jewish atheist employee of the Rothschild family, in about 1860 writes his Communist Manifesto, which re-expresses the same goals, communism being the tool then to smash the nations and to enslave humanity. And then in 1897, the World Zionist Congress occurs in Basel, Switzerland, organized by Theodor Herzl. This comes out then with the Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion, which is actually the declaration of war against non-Jews, Goyim, and the war plan. So we see repeated strategy here. And then if we go to Eustace Mullins' book, The World Order, we see that in 1917, when the Bolshevik Revolution is fomented by these, you know, Jewish bankers, Jacob Schiff, the American Jewish banker who had been actually in the same home with the Rothschilds, the Schiff family had been in the same home with the Rothschilds in Germany, in Munich, I believe, or Frankfurt, excuse me. You know, he spent $10 million of his own dollars to support the Bolshevik Revolution. Lenin and Trotsky, these guys are all coming from elsewhere. They're mostly Jews, and then their targets were, of course, the whites. 66 million white Russians were killed, murdered, tortured in the Soviet regime. According to Eustace Mullins, the funding for the Red Terror, which was the, you know, the Cheka police right after the Soviets had taken over Russia, came from the Harriman family. Okay, that's a number two tier Illuminati family. Rothschilds being number one, Bushes being number three tier. The first tier is Rothschild, second tier Harriman, third tier bushes, each tier serving the above tier. So the Harrimans are funding the Cheka police, which is the Red Terror that kills maybe 500,000 to 1.5 million people just within the first 2 years of the rule of the new Bolsheviks. Okay, now fast forward to 1933. The lawyers of Sullivan and Cromwell, Alan Dulles and John Foster Dulles, Alan Dulles then became the first head of the CIA. He was at the Versailles Peace Treaty after World War I. He was original co-founder of the Council on Foreign Relations right after World War I with his brother, John Foster Dulles. And so totally an Illuminati servant. He and his brother in 1933, John Foster Dulles, Alan Dulles, go to Germany, get Hitler to sign an agreement. Hitler's, you know, hasn't taken over Germany yet, but he's now a very powerful political force. And the agreement says Hitler will repay all the loans that Wall Street wants to make to him and, of course, the city of London, and to build up his war machine. Okay, so again, the nation states become the playthings of the Illuminati. So now, even while the United States is, you know, still devastated by a depression and, you know, maybe one third of the workers in America are unemployed, Wall Street is pouring money into this German war machine. Well, that's why Germany came back, because of all these, Jewish bankers were pouring money into it so it could fight World War II. Now, I believe that Alan Dulles, who then, you know, goes on to head up the CIA in its critical years, 1953 to 1961. He was fired by Kennedy in 61, and then he probably was the CIA, the invisible hand, or one main invisible hand behind Kennedy's assassination. So here you have a guy who, 50-year career serving the Illuminati, founds the Council on Foreign Relations, from which the CIA takes its cues, by the way. Council on Foreign Relations, 80% Jewish, and then they take their cues to a large extent. They're the American a branch of the British Roundtable Groups, the Royal Institute for International Affairs, which again Rothschild controlled, and to a large extent, I think, also the royal family. So you have the royal family and the Rothschilds controlling, you know, the British political scene. The Americans then become the extension of the British Empire. They get the handed the baton after World War II, and that is kind of shown in a good movie by Matt Damon, the Good Shepherd, which is roughly based on the career of Alan Dulles, not accurately. I've written a long article about the life of Alan Dulles. It's on my websites, based on just direct quotes from about 50 books that I have in my library. So when we start to get to a corrected history, we see what a fiend this man was. And yet, you know, mild-mannered, walked around in slippers, looked like everybody's grandfather. So we're dealing with profound, profound evil here. I would say Hitler's Germany, Hitler's Nazi party was satanic-based. He was definitely interested in Helen Blavatsky's theosophy. He believed in that stuff. He was a nature guy. He, you know, was a vegetarian. A lot of the same values that we see in Kreston-Baca Hitler believed in. Hitler, the Vril Society was a secret society. The Tool Society was a secret society. And, of course, the Jews are behind almost all the secret societies, according to our friend Tex Mars. You know, they create these things because false religion is a very, very powerful way to control human behavior. And so what we're dealing with now, I think, Andy, is synarchy, which is the rule by secret societies. The secret rule, people in top levels of government would be controlled through these secret societies. And the secret societies then are controlled through a process called theurgy, in which, and this goes back to John Dee, who was the court astrologer and geographer and spy for Queen Elizabeth back in the 1600s. And he, is a genius, no doubt. But he went over to Prague, Czechoslovakia, and hung out with a guy named Rabbi Lowe, and he learned Kabbalah. And so there he is, you know, summoning angels to help the British Empire and summoning angels to help himself and help, you know, blah, 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 blah. Well, who are these angels that he's summoning? You know, I mean, an angel, there's a good number of false fallen angels, right? And, you know, a fallen angel can pretend to be an angel. Yeah, we're going to help you, you know. So I think when you start to look at the Nazis, you're dealing with people that are actually possessed. They're actually summoning these spirits. I think this is the basis for the Illuminati. This is the basis for much of the New Age movement. And the channeling gets very confusing because now you're summoning, you've got the choice. Well, is it really the spirits that are communicating? Or now is it voice to skull? Is it the CIA? So we're living in a period of quadruple, you know, confusion. That's a subject I wouldn't mind getting into also. Should we go there, Andy? Do you want to go into this Manchurian channeling thing?
Yeah, we've got about 4 minutes left. I was wondering, because of course there's, I don't want to take you in this direction if it's not something that you want to go into, but you know, I have to say with regard to the Holocaust, I don't have, I firmly believe people were rounded up and they were put into camps, they were work camps, but I believe Fred Leuchter's research none of them were killed by poison gas, etc. The figures that they claim are outlandish, the 6 million, the Red Cross figures are 271,000. I didn't know if you'd done any research on that, and if, you see, because what I think is that they use that for is that, and even there's been an Israeli journalist, and there's quite a famous interview, and she's interviewed on American television, and she says, oh, the Holocaust is a trick. Whenever anybody criticises Israel, we remind them about the Holocaust, and it's something that we bring up all the time. It's a trick. What are your views on that? Do you think, over to you?
Yeah, and we call them anti-Semitic. Yes, of course. She said that too. But yeah, I totally agree with you. Actually, the concentration camps over there were used for slave labor, and they were used for mind control experiments with the monstrous people like Joseph Mengele. And many of these Nazi mind control scientists that were doing all the experiments to create the Superman, the Übermensch, that Hitler thought World War II was all about creating the Übermensch. So he was totally on board with all this, you know, trauma-based mind control, which comes right out of the Illuminati. It's what the Illuminati's done to their own kids forever. And then it got more systematized by the Nazis. Then those top Nazi doctors came into both Russia, Soviet Union, and the United States and kept going. So this morphed then into the CIA's MK Ultra experiments, often using the same psychiatrist doctors who are Nazis. And so I have no sympathy whatsoever for the Nazis, about as evil as a group of people has ever been on the planet. And they're still functioning. You know, they have an invisible presence with the Nazi International. What's happening in the world now is very Nazi related. But it, like I say, it's ultimately controlled by the Illuminati Jews. I believe. And so, yes, I totally agree. You know, 6 million is a Kabbalistic figure, and they throw that out. There were 6 million Jews before the World War II in Europe, and then census shows 6 million Jews after World War II in Europe. Yeah, Hitler was, according to the transfer agreements that Hitler made with the Jews, his mission was to drive, to scare, he's a strong man, to scare the Jews out of Europe and into this wilderness in Palestine. And that's all part of the Zionistic plan to take over Israel and the world. So, yeah, Hitler, as it turns out, I think is a servant of the Jews and Israel. And even though much of what he said was, you know, right on in his criticism of them, he ultimately served them. And that's, of course, another very confusing topic. But see, I think all of this then goes back to, you know, what is the power of false religion? And in Creston Baca, I've seen it firsthand, and now intelligence agencies are very much experimenting with, you know, how to manipulate people through manipulating their belief systems. They've been doing these experiments for a long time. I would suspect that Creston itself is one of those experiments, among other things. It may also be continuity of government site, but certainly, I think the populace in Creston Baca has been subject to an enormous amount of mind control experimentation. And so in conclusion here, Andy, if you recall from our first, discussion on this topic, Deweese said Tom DeWeese said, Crestone Baca Marie Strong believes is the Vatican City of the New World Order. My series is to prove or disprove that. I believe that's wrong. I believe the Vatican City of the New World Order is slated to be Jerusalem, as per the Masons and the Jewish political structure. But then along comes this guy, George Washington Hunt, this Christian businessman who was invited to a conference in 1987 with the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers and Marie Strong in Colorado. And he said the Rothschilds, and he studied this, the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers and Marie Strong believe, want Crestone Baca to be the prototypical, the prototype of the fourth world wilderness, a world in which we no longer have a first and second world. That's, you know, communist capitalist. We no longer have nations. What we have is a shamanic lostness of the mind, a hive mind, universal unconsciousness. Well, I think what he's referring to there is a mind-controlled populace, a world of biological robots. So you would now have in the future world of the Jewish utopia, the Jews would own everything, and they would have they themselves would have immortality through modifications to DNA, etc., and bionics, and also the chipping of the mind, and the supercomputers, etc. They would be gods and live forever, just like the Satan tempted Eve. And then all non-Jews then would be exterminated, and are being exterminated as we speak through these electronic weapons, by the way, and or be their slaves, the biological robots. So this is what I think, this is kind of the main headlines. But again, this is an extremely long series of articles with a lot of information. So we're just kind of hitting what I think are some of the high points here.
Can you let the audience know, just before we go now, the website where they can find this series of articles again, please, Eric?
Yeah, it's 911nwo.com. It's, starts out, it's got a lot of subheadings, and go to the subheading, New World Religion, ? And then you have this series of 12 parts and then 51 appendices. It's a lot of information that I think bears on these questions.
Thank you very much, Eric. Great, fascinating show today. So thank you very much. I want to thank everyone for listening. I'll be back with you all tomorrow, and bye for now.
You have been listening to the Andrew Carrington Hitchcock Show on the Eurofolk Radio Network. Andrew's book, The Synagogue of Satan, is now available on his website, andrewcarringtonhitchcock.com, in an updated, expanded, and uncensored edition.